Hey loves, welcome back to That Girl Affirmations, your daily glow up. I'm your girl Sienna Cruz, here to sprinkle a little magic into your day and remind you that yes, you are enough, just as you are. Now, I know what some of you might be thinking, easier said than done, right? And trust me, I hear you. Life can get pretty crazy out there, constantly throwing curveballs and making us question our worth. But guess what? You deserve a break from all that noise. A chance to breathe, to recharge, and most importantly, to remember your own freaking awesomeness. So buckle up, because today we're diving deep into the power of self-love and embracing the beautiful truth you are enough. First things first. Let's talk about those pesky inner critics. You know the ones, always whispering doubts in your ear, telling you you're not good enough, smart enough, or pretty enough. Well, I'm here to tell you those voices are total phonies. They thrive on insecurity and comparison, but they have absolutely no power over you unless you give it to them. Remember that time you totally nailed a presentation at work, or aced that exam, or even just made a delicious meal from scratch? Think about the feeling of accomplishment, the pride in your own abilities. That's the real you shining through, babes. So next time those inner critics start chirping their negativity, hit them with a strong, "Nope, not today." And focus on all the amazing things you've already achieved. Now, let's talk about comparison, the sneaky trap we all fall into sometimes. We scroll through social media, see everyone else seemingly living their best lives, and suddenly start feeling like our own lives are just meh. But remember, what you see online is often a curated highlight reel, not the whole story. People tend to share their successes and happy moments, but not so much the struggles and behind-the-scenes stuff. So instead of comparing yourself to others, try focusing on your own unique journey. Celebrate your wins, big and small, and learn from your setbacks. Remember, you're in a race with no finish line. Just keep striving to be the best version of yourself. And trust me, that's way more fulfilling than trying to keep up with someone else's highlight reel. Ever felt like you're constantly putting others first? Like you're neglecting your own needs and desires in order to please everyone around you? Well, honey, it's time to put yourself on the priority list. Taking care of your own physical, emotional, and mental well-being is not selfish, it's essential. Make time for things that bring you joy, whether it's reading a good book, going for a walk in nature, or indulging in a hot bath with a good podcast, hint hint. Remember, when you feel your best, you're able to show up fully for the people and things you care about most. Speaking of self-care, let's talk boundaries. Boundaries are like invisible walls that protect your energy and well-being. They help you say no to things that drain you, and yes to things that nourish your soul. It can be tough setting boundaries, especially with people who might not understand or respect them. But remember, you have the right to protect yourself and your peace of mind. Start small, maybe decline an invitation that doesn't excite you, or politely excuse yourself from a conversation that's making you uncomfortable. Remember that real friends and supportive loved ones will respect your boundaries and want what's best for you. And if someone continues to push your limits, it might be time to reevaluate the relationship. Okay, loves, let's bring this back to earth with a relatable example. Picture this. You're at work, juggling deadlines and trying to impress your boss. Suddenly, your colleague asks you to take on another project even though you're already stretched thin. You might feel tempted to say yes out of obligation or fear of appearing unreliable, but remember you are enough. You deserve to protect your time and energy. You can politely decline the extra work, explaining that you're currently focusing on other priorities. Trust me, being honest and setting boundaries will actually make you more respected in the long run. So, let's recap those powerful takeaways. Shut down those inner critics, ditch the comparison game, prioritize self-care, set healthy boundaries, and remember you are enough. Now, I want to hear from you. What resonates most with you? Share your thoughts and experiences in the comments below. And don't forget to subscribe to That Girl Affirmations, your daily glow-up, so you never miss an episode of self-love inspiration. You got this, gorgeous. Keep shining bright.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.